Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator from District 42, Rich Taylor, about the upcoming election.
Thank you for joining me, Senator Taylor. Please introduce yourself. What do you do for a living and where you volunteer and any leadership experience you might have?
I'm Senator Rich Taylor. I live in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. I am retired from the Iowa State Penitentiary after 27 years, so actually my full-time job now is the Senator of District 42. I really don't have a lot of extra time for volunteering. This is pretty much a full-time job.
How long have you been a senator then?
I've been a senator for 4 years.
4 years, okay. So you're just finishing up your first term then?
Right, right.
All right, how do you feel it's gone so far?
The first couple of years, I was kind of disappointed and some things didn't happen at least as quickly as I thought they should. But the last 2 years, I thought we've done a little bit better for our K-12 schools, especially in the funding issue of it. Not near good enough, but I can see some light at the end of the tunnel.
All right. What's one thing that you'd like to see changed for the state of Iowa?
Well, I think the first thing that we need to work on is funding our K-12 schools. And we need to fund them within the first 30 days of the session every year. We've failed to do that every year since I've been there. And I'm told several years before that even. I think it's very important. I think that's our number one asset is our children. And we need to focus on getting them proper funding.
In that same vein, what's one thing that you feel has worked well and that you'd like to see continue?
Well, we've done a pretty good job, really, with water quality. There's an awful lot of talk about it, that we haven't put enough money toward water quality, where actually we have. And a lot of our problem has been that the governor has vetoed a lot of that money that the legislature has put forward. I think that if we continue down that same path, we will fix our water quality problems here in Iowa in a short term.
If reelected, what would be your primary goal moving forward in the Iowa Senate?
Well, my primary goal is always K-12 education. All education, actually, but if you don't start with the K-12, if you don't get our kids out of high school, they're not going on to school. So we've got to focus on the lower end of the education to start with and then see what we can do to help on the top end.
You're from Mount Pleasant. What sort of talk do you hear down there from, like, your constituents as far as what they'd like to see?
Well, a lot of the focus down there on the Mount Pleasant area is, of course, the mental health issue, with the governor shutting down our mental health institution in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda, which I believe was a big mistake. I hope that we're able to reopen both of those institutions. But still, as I go around the district, the number one focus seems to be education.
As a senator, what is your role as far as funding education then?
Well, I'm not on the education committee or the education appropriations committee, but being on the finances for the prison or the public services committee, we have a great deal to do with all of the financing, so I'm able to interact with the members that are on the education financing committee and advocate for the K-12 education.
One last question, possibly a very simple one, but also very, very important. Why should the voters of District 42 vote for you?
Well, I believe that over the last 4 years, I've become a very effective leader in the legislature. I have a policy of I don't lie to people. I don't tell them half-truths. I tell them just exactly how things are. And I'm well-respected because of that. People don't always agree with me, but they do know that when I tell them something, I'm telling them the truth.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
I'd just like to let everybody know that the date to vote is November 8th. You can vote early at your auditor's office. A great way to cast your vote. You don't have to stand in the long lines. And it also gets you off of all of the phone call lists. So that's always a good thing to do.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Serwinski with KCII News.